up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia. I'm Vaughan Bennison, thanks for your company. This week in the program, we talk money. We're actually going to be talking about the latest developments in banknote accessibility. Joining me on the line now is Michael Anderson with the Reserve Bank of Australia. Why don't you start by telling us exactly what your position is with the Reserve Bank?
I'm in a position that is the head of note issue. And in that position, I'm responsible for every aspect of the banknote life, designing the banknotes, printing them, getting them into the hands of the public. When they are damaged, getting them back out from the hands of the public and destroying them. But as you can imagine, there's a whole lot of analytical work that's done for each of those phases as well.
Why is it important to reissue banknotes?
Well, with the reason we're doing this change to our banknotes is because over time there's more and more security features available to make the banknotes secure. And as you can appreciate, over time counterfeiters become clever and clever, and technology means that they have more of an opportunity to counterfeit a banknote. So it's a continual battle that we have to make our banknotes secure against counterfeiting.
Now, one of the concerns about money is accessibility for blind and vision impaired people, and you guys have been working on that fairly hard in the last couple of years. Do you want to just give us some background, I suppose, into the history of accessible banknotes?
Well, actually, in Australia, we actually have a very proud history of trying to make our banknotes more accessible. And it even dates back as far as 1966 when we introduced the first decimal banknotes. At that stage, what we did was to make each of the banknotes a different size to differentiate between them. In 92, when we introduced the polymer series for the first time, there was quite a lot of consultation that went on at that stage. And from that consultation, we retained the same size differential, but we also introduced bright colours, large contrasting numbers, and we also developed and funded a device for measuring the length of a banknote. So with this new series, we then started to think about whether we could make the banknote even more accessible. And so we went out and consulted widely with the community and got some feedback about what their requirements were and how they felt the banknotes were accessible or not. We also had a look at what was happening overseas. So there were quite a few studies done of banknotes and their accessibility overseas. So we pored over those and took away some key messages from those. But we also actually looked at what other countries had done in terms of developing banknotes to make them more accessible. And some had different features or different characteristics. So we went through this fairly extensive process of trying to improve our knowledge and find out what options there were. And at the time, there really were only two options that sort of stood out. One was what we call a tactile feature. But they tended to be printed features that didn't last in circulation and actually had created some problems for the general public in circulation. The other one, which was sort of superficially makes a lot of sense, and that is clipping the corners of the banknotes, basically to change the shape of the banknote. But the problem with that is that we quickly realised that it could easily be replicated, so someone else could just cut a corner off, but also it would present problems in machines for the wider community, that they would present, you know, problems in terms of jamming. Then we got the young man in the form of Connor and his petition sort of prompted a re-energization of the conversation amongst the community. And from that, we ourselves went back and said, okay, well, we've looked at what there is. You know, are there any other features, new features that actually haven't been used on banknotes or are really new features that we could use? And we then did quite a bit of work sort of researching two features in particular. One was a sort of a printed feature that was really rough to touch, And another was the embossed feature, which is the similar feature to what's been recently introduced on the Canadian banknotes. And so we went through quite a rigorous process of working out, are these features durable? So are they going to last in circulation? Because one of the things we got from your community was that if the feature wore down over time, they weren't particularly in favour of it because it would lead to confusion. Another is obviously that it shouldn't interfere with the primary function of the banknote, which is to ensure that it's secure means of transactions. We needed to make sure that we could produce it and produce it reliably so that, again, eliminating confusion once it went into circulation. And we had to make sure it was functional. And what I mean by functional is that the community themselves were able to use it in a way to differentiate between denominations. So as you can see from that, I mean, there's quite a lot of work that went into that. And we did a whole lot of focus groups with members of the vision impaired community and brought all their feedback together. And from that, we made the decision to incorporate these bumps on the banknote.
So we're starting out with the $5 note at the moment. When are you envisaging those notes will be released, and when do you think the next lot will happen?
The only decision we've made so far is that on the 1st of September, the new $5 notes will go into circulation. We're working on subsequent denominations. So we've got designs for a couple of them that are relatively well advanced and a couple that we've just started on. But the expectation is over the next number of years, we will release one roughly a year.
And is it the idea that there's one bump on the $5 note and two on the 10 and so on?
That's our intention at this stage, yes. The reason we decided on a simple design for differentiating between denominations, which is effectively one bump and then two bumps on the 10 and so on, is that when we talked with the community, we discovered that something like Braille wasn't widely used by across the community. That, yes, there were a number of people that were able to read Braille, but there were also a number of people who had impaired vision who weren't able to read it. And there was a concern that this would actually confuse the community rather than assist them.
I can understand that. It's a similar sort of argument to the Braille watches and Braille clocks. I mean, they're not actually Braille. They're just bumps in a similar sort of fashion, I suppose.
Yeah, and again, when we went to the focus groups, and this was the value of the focus groups, I have to say, is that if it had been left to us to make the decision, we would have probably made the wrong decision. We got some invaluable feedback from the community about what they could actually use. And one of them was, again, the shapes. So one suggestion was is that you have a series of different shapes for each denomination. But again, that was seen to be quite confusing and another thing that had to be learnt that was unnecessary.
It would also, I can imagine, make it difficult if you just pull a note out of your wallet. You'd have to feel around the whole note to be able to establish what it was, I suppose.
Yes, that's correct.
And of course, there are devices for the audible reading of notes and things like that that are used in places like the US where they don't have the features that we have for accessibility. Did you investigate something like that?
We did investigate, and again, when we went through the consultation, one of the things, the very distinct feedback that we got was that an audible reader is not ideal in a point of sale. So when someone who is receiving change wants to quickly check that they've received the correct change, having an audible reader is not desirable. It draws attention to the fact that they do have impaired vision. And it also slows down the process of the transaction, and you know they find it somewhat embarrassing. So they were actually, the feedback we got from these groups was that they wanted something quick and easy that they could do subtly without having to use a device. Hence the reason we moved towards these bumps.
Mm. Can the bumps be seen visually?
They can, but they're relatively discreet, so they don't reduce the aesthetics of the banknote.
And presumably they won't interfere with ATMs and things like that either.
No, that was actually part of the testing that we had to do. Is we took the banknotes to equipment manufacturers and they actually processed it through their equipment because, again, we were concerned about its impact on the community.
And I understand that you held an event a couple of weeks ago now with the launch of this note, the new notes. Do you want to talk about that?
We basically invited individuals from a number of organisations that we had spoken to and some individuals that had actually assisted us in the understanding of the needs of the community. So we took an opportunity to invite a select few down to Note Printing Australia, which is in Melbourne where we print the banknotes. And we took them on a tour of the print work and showed them exactly how a banknote is made, but also the different features that are incorporated into it, security features, but also the accessibility features that are on the banknote. So they had an opportunity to see, feel firsthand the printing plates that produce the tactile feature that we've included. And obviously the new banknote, they got to feel that. But it was an opportunity to thank them and also from our perspective to thank the considerable amount of work that our staff have done in actually developing this. So it had a dual purpose.
And I understand from people who attended that event that it was really successful. But I was really interested to note that you guys had to do a lot of reworking, didn't you, to incorporate the bump into the note from the point of view of the actual creation of the note.
Well, I mean, whenever we produce a new banknote, there are so many layers to a banknote. In fact, I think on this banknote we have about 19 different layers.
Wow.
And what you do is each time you produce them, you have to make sure that the latest layer doesn't interfere with the security features on the previous layers. And so it's a very, very complex and iterative process that we go through. So again, when we put the bumps on, we had to make sure that it didn't interfere with any of the design elements and it didn't interfere with any of the security features. And fortunately, you know, it was able to be accommodated into the banknote quite easily.
So, Michael, is the process over for this particular note?
Well, we're in the process of printing the banknote as you speak. I mean, the presses are going almost 24 hours a day now. But that once we have the banknote, there's actually a couple of very important steps that we have to then undertake. Most importantly, we have to educate the public. And we've got quite an extensive program to provide information to the public about new security features. But we also have, our intention is to communicate with the community, the vision impaired community, to provide them with information about how to actually use these bumps and how to differentiate between denominations. So there's quite a lot of work that we'll be doing in that space going forward. We'll also have to make some changes to our material, like on our website, to make sure not only is the information there, but that it's actually accessible. Which is something that we're always striving to do.
And that was Michael Anderson with the Reserve Bank. Michael has also pointed us at their website, and that is http://banknotes.rba.gov.au. They've made some real inroads into accessibility on this site, so why don't you pop on and have a look. Thanks for your company this week on New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Don't forget that Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by telephone on 1-800-033-660 or by email on bca@bca.org.au. Don't forget that coming up towards the end of the financial year, all donations will be gratefully received, and any donation over $2, of course, is fully tax deductible. So have a look at the BCA website if you'd like to find out more about how to donate. Do look after yourself, and I'll talk to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.